This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with a quote from U.S. trade negotiator Robert Lighthizer today as the fourth round of NAFTA negotiations wrapped up, the contentious fourth round, I ought to say. Lighthizer said that if President Trump does pull out of the deal, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will, quote, do just fine. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has the update on where things stand.
Trump's trade team floated several non-starter proposals that even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has labeled poison pills. Chief among them, says Laura Dawson, who runs the Wilson Center's Canada Institute, is a sunset clause that would kill NAFTA unless it's renegotiated every 5 years.
To me, it looks like the Snapchat of trade agreement provisions, where it's just going to cause the agreement to dissolve, which is exactly what we don't want from trade agreements.
Dawson also says Canada and Mexico have been seeking more access to U.S. government procurement contracts, but the U.S. is pushing an America First policy there.
Which is not only worse than what they've got now, it would give Bahrain better procurement access to the United States than Canada and Mexico have.
Then there's Trump's solution for the auto trade deficit, a change to what's called rules of origin, which say what portion of a product must be made in a NAFTA country to avoid import taxes. The U.S. wants the percentage up from 62% to 85%, and it wants 50% made solely within the U.S. Gustavo Flores Macias teaches government at Cornell University.
If we consider these percentages as positions that the U.S. would not move from, then the agreement is likely to fail.
Overall, Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the controversial proposals are central to Trump's trade philosophy, but bad deals for our trading partners.
I don't see how Canada or Mexico could accept them and could weather the popular storm of opposition. So this is the classic rock and a hard place.
Should be fun and games for round 5 in Mexico City early next month. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.